FBI agents and agents with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and the Escanaba County Sheriff's Office arrested Jesus Rivera, 37, of Pensacola, Florida. He was taken into custody without any incident.
Lawrence Keefe is U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Florida. Appearing before Chief U.S. Magistrate Elizabeth Timothy, Rivera was granted pretrial release after prosecutors deemed him not to be a flight risk. Rivera's freedom is conditional, limited travel, meeting with a probation officer, and forfeiting all firearms. He faces myriad charges, including entering restricted grounds without authority, impeding government business, and disorderly and disruptive conduct.
This defendant's prosecution is being handled out of the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia in Washington, D.C. They are handling all of the prosecutions now, somewhere between 70 and 80 prosecutions that have arisen as a result of the riot and siege at the U.S. Capitol.
There's also a heightened level of coordination and interaction among the nation's 93 U.S. attorney's offices, along with state and local agencies. Meanwhile, U.S. attorney and FBI offices are continuing to sift through tips and leads.
Identify those who violated federal criminal statutes on January 6th at the Capitol, and we are handling the arrests and the initial appearances, and then those prosecutions are being handled out of the U.S. Attorney's Office in the District of Columbia, which is also handling all the more particular statements about the underlying facts and circumstances.
According to federal court documents, Jesus Rivera uploaded to his Facebook account a 5-minute video showing a crowd in the Capitol crypt. Roughly 13 seconds into that video, Rivera's face is clearly visible. As the inauguration of Joe Biden as the nation's 46th president went off without a hitch, with 25,000 National Guard troops standing by, similar preparations were made at the 50 state capitals. Keefe said there's always a good level of security in Tallahassee, even in peaceful times, with a high amount of cooperation among federal, state, and local agencies.
There's actually what's called a fusion center that's curated by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement that's manned and staffed 24/7 that monitors intelligence, information from all sorts of sources. That went into very high gear. There was a surge of activity at this fusion center, as well as some federal and state command posts after January 6th.
The scrutiny born out of the attack, said Keefe, did not end when the new president placed his hand on the Bible and took his oath. Law enforcement of all stripes continue to monitor social media and continue to process information.
Those with criminal intent, those that want to interfere with the function of our democratic government, they don't have a schedule or a set of rules as to when they begin and cease their criminal activities. And so hope is that with the peaceful transition of power up in Washington, this sort of activity will wane over time.
Keefe was appointed by President Trump in August of 2018 and took office the following January. With a new administration, he was asked about his future in that office.
All U.S. attorneys who are presidentially appointed, Senate confirmed, serve at the pleasure or discretion of the president, and I will continue to serve as the U.S. attorney here in the Northern District of Florida until I no longer serve. That will be a determination made by President Biden.
And U.S. Attorney Lawrence Keefe is once again asking for the public's help as this massive nationwide investigation continues.
If you do see something that causes you to be concerned that something is just not right, report it to local law enforcement, report it to the FBI, because there is nothing too small and it will certainly be investigated and looked at.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.